Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
cannot find myself.
You are my worship, Lord. You are my praise, Lord.
Oh,
I just want to worship you. And I say, oh, 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 oh. You are my worship. Oh, 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 oh.
Because of who you are,
I worship your Lord. From my spirit, from my heart, I worship you, Lord.
My God, my God. Woo, thank you, thank you, thank you. You're listening to Victory Against All Odds right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Evangelist Benton. Thank you for joining me. Happy New Year to you, you, and you. We praise God for you, and we thank you. We have crossed over to another year. My God is good. My contact information is odds_against_U@yahoo.com. Again, it's odds_against_U@yahoo.com. Or you may, if you wish to leave me a confidential voicemail, if you have a question, concern, or if you desire to be on the broadcast, you may do so. Leave me a confidential voicemail at 641-715-3900, extension 343-658 pound. Again, that number is 641-715-3900, extension 343-658 pound. Or you may write me at Victory Against All Odds, P.O. Box 26531. Again, that's P.O. Box 26531. Raleigh, North Carolina, 27611. If you desire to leave a love offering, you may do so by simply writing a check to Victory Against All Odds or at that post office box. Call someone, tweet someone, text someone, and let them know you're listening to Victory Against All Odds, a radio talk show for the family where you are strengthened for the battle. Hallelujah. We have tools and weapons and artillery to fight against the instrumental struggles and obstacles that you have faced in your home, on your job, in your ministry, in the family, out the family, for you on this evening. So I've been sent on an assignment to assist you in the battle. It's not about me, but it's all about the one who sent me, hallelujah, to heal, to deliver, and to set the captives free. We thank God for each and every one of you, those who may be joining for the first time. We welcome you in the chat room. Diva, can we talk? I believe it's Evangelist. Hold on. Evangelist Patricia Bates, welcome. We thank God for you. We thank God for those that are in the studio. Today is January the 7th, 2013, and I just wanted to simply do nothing more but give you some words of encouragement this evening, and then we're just going to set the tone for 2013. Those of you who have been following, you know we've had an instrumental year. We've done some surmountable things. We have made some strides. We have made some challenges. We have met some challenges. But 2013, this is the beginning of a new year, a year of redemption. 20 represents redemption. This is a year of putting things back in order. Number one represents the beginning of dividing light from darkness. Three represents a year of divine change. It's a year where it's all about him, the Godhead. It's all about the God and him doing a divine thing, a thing in your life that's not been done before. It's all about us going from 2012 to 2013 in your lives. You cannot change anything until you have aligned things in order. What am I saying? I'm saying 2012 represented trusting God and allowing him to expose some things in your life that were planted. 2012 represented pulling up roots by their name that were hidden. For some, it was painful. Fear was exposed. Bitterness was exposed. Rejection was exposed. Anger was exposed. The spirit of perversion was exposed. The spirit of Jezebel was exposed, which is the spirit of control. The spirit of depression and oppression was exposed. The spirit of suicide was exposed. The spirit of addiction to whatever that may be, drugs, alcohol, or a thing or a person was exposed. The spirit of wrongful thinking was exposed. The spirit of loss. Some of you have lost loved ones. Some of you have lost homes, cars, due to the economy, which are material things, but it was yet a loss. Some of you have lost husbands. Some of you have had spiritual loss. Some of you have lost relationships. Hallelujah. In 2012, the spirit of keeping secrets and telling lies exposed. These are roots, men and women of God, those that are in the body, those that are out of body, these are roots that have been pulled up and exposed. So what did we do? We bound them together. We tied them together. And we released this year, 2013, the fire of God to burn up all those spirits that are not of God in this year. Because we have pulled them up, we've exposed them. Now we're going to cut them off. And for those that may be listening that are non-believers, if you're listening, we decree that you use your tools and cut an axe and cut the head of those things that kept you locked in your mind, in your spirit, in your body, in your thinking. And we bind sickness and we release health and healing in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. I just came today just to give you just a little bit of word of encouragement, and it's not going to be that long. I just wanted to stop by to let you know, oh, my goodness, we have been through some things. Some things were very hard. You didn't know how you were going to get through. You thought that you weren't going to make. But guess what? You're still standing. It is 2013. You're still here. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But guess what? Satan is a liar. We come to decree and declare some things on this year. We know that the enemy still is defeated. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen, those that are in the chat room. 2013 is here. 13 represents the spirit of rebellion. 13 represents the spirit of rejection. 13 represents the spirit of backsliding. But Psalm 51 and 10 says, create in me a clean heart and renew in me a right spirit. For some you were disobedient. Some you didn't do it all right. But guess what? We serve a God who is awesome, who is almighty, who is forgiving. He won't be like man. He doesn't throw you away. He doesn't give up on us. I come to encourage you this evening, men and women of God, those in the body, those that are out of body, out of the body of Christ, those who may not necessarily be believers, I come to encourage you today. Those who decided they was going to let go the secrets, let go the lies. Yes, you've been hurt. Yes, you were abused. Let it go. Use your tools. You don't have to be stuck on Stuck Street. You don't have to be stuck or locked on the boulevard. Come off of the boulevard. Come off of Stuck Street. Turn the corner. Hallelujah. I learned something yesterday. I learned that the Bible says in Psalms 121 that the king shall joy in your strength. That encouraged my heart. I hope it encourages yours. That he shall joy in your strength. How do I know that? Because the joy of the Lord is your strength. So we're going to take on some strength today. Hallelujah. For we are grounded and rooted in Christ. So we will rebel and resist all of Satan's lies concerning our lives. And I'm putting myself in there because I don't want you to think that I have arrived. We reject Satan's plans and tactics, and we refuse to sign his contract. We are backing out of the trap that Satan has set to abort our assignment in the year of 2013, our purpose. And we slide into the obedience of Christ, and we walk in his peace. We walk in his strength, his joy, and his divine healing. Healing in your mind, healing in your body, healing in your spirit, healing in your family. And we break all generational curses in the bloodline. Hallelujah. Those known and unknown on today. Today just happens to be January the 7th. 7 meaning completion. It's finished. It's over. So I need you to stand in agreement on today. It is finished. It's completed. It is done. It is over. Today starts a new chapter in your life. On today. Today is the 7th day of a new year, a new beginning. So that means the old chapter is closed. We're not looking back. We will not turn into a pillar of salt. For we are the salt of the earth. That means God has preserved us for such a time as this. Praise God. And I didn't even actually come to turn it this way. I just came with some short words of encouragement, but God is just kind of pulling some things and downloading some things right now, and we just going to flow with the Holy Spirit. I didn't come with a script or anything. I just wanted to encourage you on today to let you know that it may have been hard. The enemy may have thrown everything but the kitchen sink, and for some, he threw that too. But guess what? You're still here. This is a new beginning. This is the year of divine change. What am I saying? I'm saying that the promises that were held up, that were captive, that were bound, they're set free now in the name of Jesus. Now, for this shall be a year of victory for you. As we move forward, we will begin to see the evidence of the strategic tools that we've talked about, that we've introduced you to. And for some that you were operating in, we're continuing. We're breaking chains. We're breaking bonds and fetters. And we're breaking the cage. We're opening cages that were shut. And we'll close all doors in the name of Jesus that do not have anything to do with God. And we're opening doors releasing some things this year. We're going to start release because now that things have been in alignment and they've been exposed, we can cut them off and now we can go forward. That means that those things that were held up, those things that we did not know about, now that we've been exposed, now we can decree and declare that they're finished, it's done, we're moving on. Now it's time to walk in the manifestation of the promises that were held up. Now that we know, cut them off, now we can flow in the manifestation, in the promises. No more shall it be, it is. So now we're going to walk in Hebrews 11, now faith, now faith, now faith, now faith, in the name of Jesus. Pull down your weapons of destruction. Pull down your artillery. You have been endowed with power for the Father. You are not defeated. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Not only the tools used, but also you will see evidence of healing and deliverance in all areas of your life this year, 2013. You shall see the manifestations of the promises of God. You have to decree and declare and ask me. You have to pick up your faith. Pull down your faith. You will walk in the manifestations of the divine change in your life in 2013. You will begin to experience victories in your life, big ones, small ones. Why? Because we're no longer stuck. We know what we fight against. The enemy defeats us because we don't know what it is that we fight against. We have to call those things forth. We have to expose the enemy. Praise God. Hallelujah. They are victories against all, no matter how big or small, they are victories against all odds, nonetheless. You are still moving forward. You are still standing. Yes, it's been hard, difficult. Even sometimes you didn't think you were going to make it. But you did. You are still standing, men and women of God. We're standing. We're here. Hallelujah. So now it is time to step out of the boat. Step out of the boat. Walk on your purpose. Move towards your destiny. Hallelujah. And rest in victory against all odds. Hallelujah. I'm actually finished. That's all I've got to say. That's all that I was released to say. I just wanted to encourage your heart. I just wanted to release some words to let you know, don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Don't throw the towel in. Hallelujah. God is not through with us yet. There's some more good in the bag. Divine change in 2013. So where do we go from here? Well, as far as victory against all odds is concerned, we're shifting some things. Yes, it's been a minute. I've been off the air because I've been on the road. God has opened some doors. The heavens are open. The heavens are open. And so we be obedient and faithful to that which God has required of our hands. And so this year, I decree some things. That you shall walk in victory. I also want to just throw it out there that I would, if you are interested, if you would like to be on the broadcast, if you have something to say, if you have a question or concern, you may do so. Give me a call, 641-715-3900, extension 343-658#. We can talk about it. I would be glad to have you. I have some interesting things that I am lining up. I already have a guest coming in the month of February. We're going to talk about some powerful stuff. And we're going to be delivered and we're going to set free. And those things that we get entangled in, we're in this together. The strong and bare infirmities of the weak. You pray for me, I pray for you. We bind the spirit of jealousy, envy, and strife. We bind the spirit of division in and out the body, in the family, in the ministry, in the church, in the home, on our jobs. It is time for us to unify. No big eyes and little U's. Mm-mm. Time out for all of that. It is time to unite. This is how the enemy keeps us busy and not doing the things that we are supposed to do, not being obedient because he has us so busy fighting one another. All he does is drop a seed and we just pick it up. No more. I decree and declare the spirit of discernment in your life. In your life, 706. In your life, 919. That you walk in the revelations of God in 2013, that he begins to open your eyes so clear that it will blow your mind. You will be awed all year long. He will begin to shift some things in your thinking. When you read the word, it'll be as if you've never seen it before. It'll be so clear to you. 708. I'm sorry, 708. Yes. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you, 919. I'm talking to you that are in the chat room. Those that are listening by radio. I mean, by internet. I'm sorry. I'm talking to you. I am talking to you. This, we are in this together. I'm talking to those that are listening. This will be such a divine change. It will blow your mind. No longer will we talk and be divided and fight in the spirit and just, you know, just make it, and let the enemy just have a plain old party on our backs. No longer. We have to make up our minds that we're going to serve God no matter what. And so we release the spirit of discernment in your life. Amen. I didn't even mean to say all that. But I did want to just come and encourage your heart to let you know that it doesn't matter what it looks like. Yes, the enemy comes and he buffets us. But guess what, men and women of God? He has no more power than you give him. Because God and we were endowed with power. We have power to tread upon scorpions and serpents. We have the enemy bound by his neck. Use your weapons. Wear your weapons in your praise, in your worship. It's in your mouth. It's in your hands, men and women of God. Amen. Praise God. Thank you. And to you, 708, I don't know who you are, but God says, for you to trust him like never before. Don't try to figure him out. He already worked it out. And we have to get to the point that we take Hebrews 11:1 to the next level and speak it in the now. Now. Because he has given us authority to work in the now. Miracle signs and wonders. That is what we're with. Why are we not walking in that realm? Because we're still divided. The Lord is still looking for his bride. Without spot and without wrinkle. But if we're so busy fighting each other, bride's not ready. Too many spots, too many wrinkles. Let's walk in the fruits of the Spirit. So that we can walk in the manifestation of the glory of God. That's where this leads us to. And I'll say this, and I had no idea. I've got 15 minutes. I guess I'm almost led to open up the lines. And those that are in the chat room, if you want to log in, you can do so. But this is where I'm going with this. When we get to the place in God where we can walk in manifested glory of God, we have walked into a dimension that is indescribable. Because God's glory doesn't rest on everyone. And how I know that is because if you read your word in the garden, the glory of God, that was his purpose when he created man. After he created the garden and everything that was in it and every creeping thing and its kind, which is really its seed, he created man. Already mature. Already grown. Adam didn't have to experience time. Time is. Now, faith. So, what am I saying? Adam walked in harvest seed. Notice what I said. He walked in harvest seed. That means he was already mature. Until he was cursed. Then what did God do? He had to withdraw his glory. And then the knowledge of God was withdrawn. So then they walked in the residue. So when we talk about walking in the full knowledge of God, do you know how much knowledge that is we cannot even perceive? Why do you think he has given us gifts in the body of Christ? Each of us has gifts, Ephesians 4 and 11, and some. Walk in the calling that God has given unto you. Use your gifts, not for the enemy, but for the body of Christ. That's why you have them, to edify and uplift, so that we can all fulfill the order of the day, fulfill the purpose that we were sent. Amen. Amen. That is the purpose for being here, for us to edify, love one another. He told us to love one another and love Christ as Christ loved the church. He told us to love each other as he loved us. We're supposed to love each other, but instead we fight so much. Why is that? Should not be. So, 2013, we will make Satan out of a liar, because we're going to join forces. Remember, we are soldiers in the army of the Lord. And I don't know of any army that won any battle when they were fighting against each other. But it was when they joined forces. And you had special forces over here to do battle. Somebody has to go into the enemy's camp and peek and see what's going on, come back and report. That's why David was an awesome man of God. Hezekiah was an awesome man of God. They had favor with God because they were willing and obedient. And that's where it all boils down. We have to be obedient. I heard that word today as I was listening to the broadcast evangelist in the chat room. We have to be obedient. That is the key word right there. Our obedience causes us to have favor. We reap benefits when we are obedient. Then the favor runs down behind us. So much favor, it's ridiculous. And then we can walk in the miracle signs and wonders, and we begin to see the fruits of our being obedient in our life and those that are around us. And I'll give you an example just today. One of my work study students had a car problem, and this is just a small testimony. Might not seem like much, but immediately it's because of favor. He had a car problem. I just got my car out of the shop, and he asked me, well, do you know of a mechanic who won't, you know, try to rip me off? I said, sure. And so I said, call this person. So he called. And, you know, let the mechanic know what was wrong with his car, cracked radiator. And so he said, I work with Ms. Benton. She's my boss. And so the mechanic said, oh, well, tell her Mr. Bill said hi. And because they had already quoted him what the price was going to be just to look at the car and make a diagnosis, just because he told the mechanic that I recommended him, it was free. They did not charge him just to make a diagnostic. It was free. It was free. Now, that's favor. And he looked at me, he said, wow, thank you. That's favor. That's the favor of God. And I'm not saying that in terms of bragging, because it's really not about me. But it's all about him and him crucified. But it's because of our obedience. We miss it when we are not obedient. That's why we bind the spirit of fear this evening. We bind the spirit of fear. We bind the spirit of bitterness. We bind the spirit of jealousy. We bind the spirit of envy. We bind the spirit of strife. We bind the spirit of Jezebel. We bind the spirit of anger. We bind the spirit of wrath. We bind the spirit of division in the body of Christ, in the ministry, in the home, in the family, husbands, wives, brothers and sisters. And we release the spirit of God, unity, love, kindness, meekness, patience, long-suffering. Long-suffering is God's love on trial. Meekness, gentleness, being calm. Don't be so harsh. Love and kindness draws people to us. You don't even have to preach the word of God. I believe I heard the woman of God today when she said, "You be careful how you treat strangers. You may be entertaining angels unaware." Just because they don't look like you, you turn your nose up. No, so can do. As a matter of fact, that is an awesome testimony. An angel came to my rescue a couple of years ago, was riding with my leader, as a matter of fact, and we had some mechanical problems. An angel came. That woman came from nowhere. She took him where he needed to go, and she disappeared. We don't know where she went. She brought him back to the car, and we have no idea where that woman went. No idea. An angel was among us. We couldn't tell you anything about her. Don't know her name, where she went, how she left. She was there 1 minute and gone the next. We don't know how she left. That is an awesome experience in Christ. Be careful how you entertain strangers. The person who has your destiny might be a sinner. Your monies may be tied up in their hands. That which you need, your millions that's waiting for you, 708, your millions that's waiting for you is tied to somebody you don't know. Praise God. Whew, I'm finished. Okay, I got 6 minutes. I will go ahead on and open up the lines. If you got something to say, praise God. If you don't hang up. Just let me know you don't have anything to say, but just don't hang up. Praise God. Area code 708, and that's all I'm going to call.
Okay, good evening.
Praise the Lord.
This is Evangelist Connie. And I was just stopping by to bless you and tell you that I was really encouraged of what I've heard from you tonight.
Praise
and thank
God.
You for blessing me by stopping by today and encouraging me.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
And I receive what you have spoken into my life 100-fold, and God bless you.
Praise God. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. And thank you. I enjoyed.
Yes, I enjoyed, yes. To God be the glory. And it's just so important that we do what we're doing is to keep on passing it. Keep on passing the good. Pass it on so we can help someone else. You know,
absolutely.
God will definitely bless you because of your obedience.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Every time.
Every time. So God bless you. I just wanted to just bless you today.
Hey, praise God. Thank you, woman of God.
You're very welcome.
Area code 919. You are on the air. Thank you for joining us this evening. Last four digits, 9545. Hello? Okay, I don't hear anything. You have nothing to say? That's fine. Area code 318. Are there?
Praise the Lord. God bless you, Prophetess Benton.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you. This is Apostle Michelle Johnson in Shreveport, Louisiana. I'm just joining the call.
Praise the Lord. How you doing, woman of God?
It is well. Praise the Lord. It is well. I am so happy to hear you all on the line. I've gotten a little tied up and didn't get a chance to get on earlier. And so I was praying, so, oh, God, let them still be on so that I can hear a word from the Lord. Amen. Kingdom blessings, woman of God.
Amen. Amen. And you are more than certainly welcome to go back and listen to the archives, which will download about 10 minutes after we're off the air, and we have about 3 minutes left. And so in your spare time, you are more than welcome to go back and pull it down. It'll be ready for you so you can listen to it in its entirety.
Wonderful.
And I enjoyed talking with you today. It was just, I love God because he has such a sense of humor that he'll allow you to be in the right place at the right time so that you can connect to the people that are supposed to be attached to you for that particular season or that particular moment. So I just praise God.
Amen. I agree. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. And we will definitely, hopefully, as the Lord leads, be talking in the future. It was just so wonderful to connect with you today.
Amen. I agree. Just, you know, I just appreciate the Lord because his timing is always perfect and his connections are always divine. So.
Amen. And what did I say today? This 2013 is divine change this season. Divine change. Absolutely. Absolutely. That was just right on time. Right
Amen.
On time. God bless you.
And bless you.
Amen. Do you have anything that you want to say?
Well, I just would encourage, you know, I just would encourage you concerning this new year, because definitely I believe that this is a season of divine change, divine destiny, divine connections, divine alignment. That's what God's been speaking to me about. Aligning his people and aligning the body of Christ. I sat with a group of women pastors about a week ago, and we were talking about forming covenants, forming allegiances, and forming alliances under the direction of the Holy Spirit. God having brought us together, it's his own divine timing. And we just believe that moving forward into this new season is it's a season where we have to be connected and we have to walk in covenant. Covenant is so
yes.
important, and it's so important that we understand covenant. And
yes.
so our message, you know, that the Lord gave us on yesterday was concerning covenant relationships. Certainly we know that our God is a covenant God. He's a covenant maker, and he's not a covenant breaker. And so we have to walk in that same vein, one with the other. And so that's what's in my heart and spirit for this now season, woman of God.
Amen. Praise God. Right on time. Right on time. Right on time. I praise God for that. That just kind of sealed the deal. It really, really does. It really does. Thank you for that word, that apostle, and it right on time. I have another caller in queue, 313. We're getting ready to go off the air for those who are in the out in Radio Land. We are in recording, so those that are in the studio can still hear, but those that are listening by internet, we have disconnected. So area code 313, we were just kind of giving just giving some words of encouragement, and your line is open. I wanted to know if you had anything to say or a word, or area code 313. Thank you for joining me.
Well, thank you for having me. Good evening, Prophetess.
Good evening.
How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm blessed. And yourself?
I'm blessed. I will not explain, but I am blessed through it all. In the name of Jesus. Well, I would like to encourage your listeners to know that even though this is a new year, know that God is with you, because his words say he will never leave you nor forsake you. So regardless what you may be going through, regardless how bad the situation is, you must not faint. You must continue on believing in Christ the Lord, that he is walking with you. He is in your heart. His spirit is living in you, thriving in you. So if you have to cry, men and women, if you have to cry, go ahead and cry, because your crying makes you stronger. See, the understanding I have gotten through the Holy Spirit is when you release, even if it's crying out, even if you have to drop a tear or a bucket of tears, you're cleansing out the inside of you. And that's the only way he can come in and make you stronger, to put the right equipment, to put the right tools in you, what you would need to get over that little hump. And some people, that big hump, that mountain, you can conquer the mountain. The word in Matthew tells us that if we have faith as of a mustard seed, and that mustard seed is the tiniest seed on this planet, if you have that kind of faith, you can move mountains. So we're going to say today, you're right now, I don't care if it's morning time where you're living or afternoon or evening, but it is your day to overcome all things through Christ who strengthens you. And if you know that, if you truly believe it, that you can move the mountain into the sea. Okay? So don't think if you have some problems because you spent too much over the holidays, you ate too much over the holiday, the blood pressure is out the roof, you can correct it. It isn't too late. Why? Because you on the land of the living. God bless you another day. Another day. He blew air into your nostrils another day. He wakened you today. So don't worry about yesterday, yesterweek, yestermonth, or yesteryear. Today
Amen.
Is the day that you are living. And see, you are in control of your future. Once your mind has been cleansed, or you're in the process of cleansing your mind, and you know that Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, even for those that are not Christians, you still our brothers and sisters, know that God is waiting on you this day. See, he's waiting on you because he doesn't want anyone lost in the shuffle, okay? He loves each and every one of us, the just and the unjust. And don't think that Christian has it all perfect. No, we don't. Every day we fail at something. That's how come we can go to our Father, Abba, in the name of his son, Yahshua, Jesus Christ, and say, Lord, I've done it again. Lord, I just thank you that I can come to you, hallelujah, not to man, but to you, and I can confess of my sins unto you. This is between you and me, you and I, however you want to say it. It's between only two, that's Jesus Christ and you, and you can't. The Lord, I repent, because see, he doesn't look on the outer appearance. He knows your heart. okay?
Yes.
And we know that we all hold something dear, a secret, a skeleton in our heart somewhere, okay? And he is the God that you can go to him, confess and repent and ask him, not man, but ask him for forgiveness. And guess what, people? He will forgive. He won't say, only if you do this, only if you give me a kiss, only if you let me screw you, only if you give me some money. What if you buy me this car and I love you anymore? No, unconditionally. That means agape love. Unconditioned, no condition at all. So if you're not saved today, I beg of you that God is waiting for you. This is the day that the Lord has made. And I and you and you and you and you shall rejoice, hallelujah, and be glad. Because mm-hmm. it is him that gives you life, not man, but it is he that has given you life. It is he that's watching over your children. It is he making sure that you have bread to eat, water to drink. Somewhere you can go with a roof with some heat. It may not be your dream, but it's someplace for right now while you're looking into your future. See, you got to walk in the future. The words tell us that we have to walk by faith and not by sight.
Amen.
Now, how many
Amen.
Times in our past lives is something that's dealing with this right now? And I'm just giving an example. I'm tired of them. I'm just so tired. And every time I go over there, I'm always spending all my money, you know, on drinks, uh-huh. on cars, on whatever it is, on their gas, too. I only want to go around the corner, but it's taking me way over 20 miles. But I'm still paying. I'm doing things that I should not be doing. And I'm getting angry at myself. And I'm fed up with it. I'm going to stop right now. I'm going to cut loose people that don't mean me any good. Just only
Amen.
I'm cutting them off. I'm cutting. See, this is better than going on a diet. Because the diet, you're going to fall into it. And you're going to fail while you at it. A diet is not... It's not good for no one. If we do things healthy, and Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, he is a healthy food. His word is healthy to us. We can eat all day, all night, in the midnight hours. We can always eat on his food. See?
Amen.
It will never go spoil. His food never goes spoil. Hallelujah. Huh? Because you know
Amen.
What? Even though they've been him, I forgot right now, I think it's 7 different places, and his blood shedded. His blood is still alive today. So if you believe in Buddha, if you believe in Muhammad, whatever you may believe, I'm being bold at you right now to get upset with me, not at the host. Okay? God created everything that can make a Buddha. If that Buddha is gold, God is the creator of gold. Whatever you believe in is your God. God is the creator of all things. He is omnipresent. Omniscient. He is the king of kings. That means every little king that's around here. I don't care if you live in a country or a state or a city. If you call yourself a king, he is the king over all kings. He
that's
is
right.
the Lord.
King of kings.
Over
Lord
all
of
Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. There's
Amen.
Nothing that any person can say that they made, because it was God in you that helped you to design and to learn how to make something by your vision or your dream. So even if we're talking about the just and the unjust, God still blessed the unjust. But you think it is you who's doing it. I beg the difference. It's not you. It is the God Father. It is the God, the Creator, who has done all things for us. And all he wants from us is us to surrender
to be obedient.
Unto him, Mm-hmm. Allow him to come into our heart. If we open our heart and receive him, you shall have joy, even through the turmoil, even through the trials and tribulations. You will find joy. You can hold on to that peace that passes all understanding. You're going to look back one day and say, I remember I used to get upset and get cussed someone out worse than a sailor. But today I said, forget you. I'm not studying about you now. Mm-hmm. And you look back and say, wow, I have grown. I have changed from where I was to where I'm at now. And guess what? He wants to take you even further. My encouraging word today is know that you are able and you have the authority to change your life. Now, where you are right now is probably better than where you were a day ago or whatever your situation was. But know that if you change your fault mind, if you change your way of thinking and the way you speak, the way you carry yourself, change people that you be around, you have to change your scenery. You have to change a lot of different things. You may even have to learn how to love yourself. And that's a big change for some people. Because if you don't love yourself, how can you love anybody else? But
that's
see,
right.
God still loves you. And he's still waiting on you just to open up. You don't go to him perfect. You don't go to him however perfect may mean in your mind or in your heart. He is here for the sick. He's not here for the perfect. He's not here for those people that see they don't need no one but themselves. He's here for those people that know they are sick. If it's physically, if it's mentally, if it's emotionally, whatever kind of sickness, ailment you may have, he said, come unto me. Just go to him.
Amen.
I don't care where you are, if you're in the bathroom, in the bedroom, in your car, walking, sitting, kneel down or stand up and raise your hands unto him. It's between you and him. It's a situation
Amen.
And a circumstance shall not even leave his mouth. Once you tell him your secret, that's all you have to worry. You don't have to worry about it. But if you tell man your secret, you have to worry about it. Because man, again, is not God. He is God all by himself. He is God. He is Jesus. He is the Holy Ghost. Some say the Holy Spirit. But I'm just letting you know, if he can change me, if he changed your hostess and changed everybody else, that are Christian and believe in Christ and confess with their mouth, he can change you. There's
Amen.
Nothing too wrong that you have done that he will not forgive you. So what? You had that abortion. So what? You have killed someone. So what? You have stolen. So what? You tried many times to commit suicide. But you're still here. Have you ever thought about that? You are still here. He has purpose.
And that was the word that we did today. We are still here. Well, I thank you for that,
here.
Woman of God. I thank you for calling me. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for those words of encouragement. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. So, people of God, we just thank you for joining us today again. This is a year of divine change, and just wanted to just stop by and encourage your heart and to let you know that we're still standing. We are still here. And, again, if you desire to be in touch with me, you may do so. My email address is odds_against_U@yahoo.com. And my confidential voicemail is 641-715-3900, extension 343-658#. Or you may write me at Victory Against All Odds, P.O. Box 26531. Raleigh, North Carolina, 27611. We thank you so much for joining us. We thank everyone who participated. The words of encouragement, the responses, those that are in the chat room, those that were in the on the internet, and we praise God for you, because if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have a purpose and an assignment. I thank God for each and every one. This is going to be a year of divine change. Whatever you don't do, don't give up hope. Don't let go of his unchanging hand. For this shall be a year of increase. It shall be a year of divine change. It shall be a year of manifestation. We praise God for his son. We thank God for Jesus. Well, without him, it would be no us, I declare. So as we close out on this evening, I hope in each and every one of you have a blessed evening, that you rest in the arms of Jesus, that you sleep with joy, knowing that we have a watchtower. We ask that we release the peace of God and the security of God over your home, over your family while you're resting, and we release the security and the joy of God and the peace of God in your home, in your house. And as you go out tomorrow, that you go and that you're covered in the blood of Jesus. We thank God for what you're doing. We thank you for your obedience and your faithfulness to the body of Christ. We thank those of you who are still striving, using your tools, your weapons, and know that we still have victory no matter what the odds look like. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. We're going out. Let us see. We're going out with that. Praise God.
Is there anybody in here that knows? me cry. It's just a sign that I'm still alive. I've got some scars, but I'm still alive. In spite of calamity, he still has a plan for me. It's working for me.
Good night.